trying to wrap it up here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your financial support, it is the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy here on the Ideas Network every single day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for 2017 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've got a goal of 10 pledges this hour. And your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting our goal, and it means a strong start to funding the programs you'll count on in 2018.
I'm going to get pretty philosophical here. What does public radio mean?
Kate, it's Friday at 6 o'clock. You're getting deep.
Public radio means listener-supported radio.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, while we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is the single largest source of WPR's budget. Your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We know, you know, the world is constantly changing. News is coming at us 24/7. It is hard to keep up. As a listener, you rely on WPR to know what's new and important every day.
WPR members make the up-to-date news and information you hear every day possible. It's your turn to invest in the programs. Your contribution of $10 or $20 a month keeps the news and conversations relevant and on the air for everyone to enjoy. WPR needs your support. Your membership makes a difference. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's the season of giving, and this membership drive is your chance to do two good things at once when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio today. We're proud to partner with food banks across Wisconsin to provide meals to people facing hunger throughout the state. Let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to help people in need near you. Donate $10 or $20 a month to WPR and choose one of the food bank gifts. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Bill Martin's here with Kate Archer Kent, and we're here to tell you that listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and that's why your support during this year-end membership drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever the amount you choose, that's the right amount.
We know you value your time, and we value your time as well. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It's quick and easy to do, and your gift right now is really going to help us out. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
10 pledges to get to this hour, and we have 50 minutes to do that, to get that work done. We have these goals hour by hour so we can stay on track. This year-end membership drive is the last drive of our centennial year. Your gift today, your birthday gift to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And this pledge drive, you can do two, count them, two good things at once. You can choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month, and you'll provide meals for those in need in your area. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Get started right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Got a comment here from Lori in Kenosha who says, "My pottery teacher listens to you all the time, and I enjoy the shows I hear at her studio. Recently, I began listening to your shows when driving and decided to donate." Well, there you go. Great, good move there, Lori. Thank you so much for your support.
And pottery and public radio, I think those go hand in hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you pick two things? I mean, it's like peanut butter and jelly. They go perfectly together. So,
all right.
You know, if this is something that is a part of your routine, a part of your day, make that pledge right now, and we'll be happy to keep doing it for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
are sampling the seasonal offerings on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Communities around the state have colorful displays, light displays, festive traditions that we don't want to miss. So it's best to call in the expert. Gary Knowles is the president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association, author of Gary's Getaways, features for Journal and Topics newspapers. He's also a consultant to travel businesses and the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Kate, and what a great season, huh?
It is. And Gary, dive in. Where are you taking us first?
Well, I don't want to miss telling you that the governor has thrown open the doors to the governor's residence. And so,
oh, they dusted.
So, yeah, well, and so if you, you know, if for the holiday season you're looking for paying someone a special visit, the doors are open on a few days. December 9th. 13th and the 14th, that's a Saturday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you can go over there and tour the governor's residence. Some people in Madison, they call it the governor's mansion. The actual name is the governor's executive residence. So you
Keep
can call it,
official.
It a mansion. But
it
really is a beautiful place. It's on Lake Mendota. If you've never been there, for the listeners who are outstate and, you know, looking for something great to do in Madison, you can't do it every day. The 9th, the 13th and 14th, it's going to be open for free tours. And if you have a group of 20 people, they'll even take groups up to 20 people. So it's really a lot of fun.
Guided tours.
They're semi-guided. You can come in and kind of stroll around, and they'll tell you what's in the rooms. They have trees that are specially decorated with ornaments of different ethnic groups in the state. And it's always really a pretty fun tour. And free parking, too. Free parking, which is always nice
that's
in Madison.
Always right? Nice in Madison.
Yeah,
you go.
So that's, you know, certainly recommend that you do that. They do it every year, and, you know, every governor does it, which is nice.
Well, where are you taking us next?
Well, I might take you to the internet. And the reason for that, is because, you know, it may snow. Maybe it's snowing in your community right now. I didn't see any as I was walking in today. They said it might snow. But if you want to know where the snow is in Wisconsin, it's always good to know that the Wisconsin Tourism Office has the Wisconsin Snow Line put together. And they have reporters throughout the state phoning in, telling them where the snow is right now.
Snow spotters.
So, yeah, so if you're looking for a place to ski or maybe even snowshoe, go to travelwisconsin.com, and you can actually sign up for it, and they will send you on your phone, they'll send you text messages, or they'll send it to your PC, to your laptop, and they'll tell you where the snow is in the state. So place to go.
Yeah, especially for those families who really want to flock to someplace snowy in the state and perhaps do some sledding or snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. Yeah, I mean, those people sometimes have it hard trying to find a good ski trail.
And they do, and this will help you a whole lot because they also tell you, like we're going to tell you today, some other things that are going on in the community. So if you're looking for other fun events and even things like if you want to go on a horse-drawn wagon ride or go on some kind of a special tour, a hike, they will tell you where those are too.
Piggyback your events, right?
That's right. Good stuff to do, and it's really a lot of fun to do that. And you know, when you travel the state, you'll find that, you know, there's such a variety of things to do here that you'd be hard-pressed to say, gee, I don't think that there's anything for me. And that's the nice thing about Wisconsin.
Well, does anything surprise you this year? Something stick out to you that we haven't seen in the past?
Well, I think the one trend that I see, and you alluded to it earlier, was that there are so many lights all over. I think between the LED lights, which I think are saving people money when they use them, and the fact that communities are all putting together lighted displays these days, there are some really fantastic ones around. Janesville always has one, I know. Madison has had one. There's one that we have on our list in Green Bay. But it's kind of the trend to put up a big, splashy light display, and that's really nice. I do some driving in the evening in Wisconsin, and especially this time of the year, one of my favorite things is driving in the rural areas where a lot of people have lit up their homes and they've got the trees in their yard lit up. I've seen a number of places where people have put the Christmas lights on the tractors. And so there's a lot of creativity in this state as well. And it's always kind of fun to do those night drives. I was driving from Mineral Point back to Madison a few nights ago, and boy, it's really kind of fun. It's like going through a light show from one end to the other.
Gary Knowles is with us. He's president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. We're on a guided tour of things to do here in Wisconsin on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. As the cold weather sets in, the holidays upon us, we are interested in what fun events are going on, and Gary is informing us along the way. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Perhaps you have a tradition that you like to go to a particular event this time of year, or if there's something you want to call out in your own community, join in the conversation, 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gary, where are you taking us next?
Probably to Elkhart Lake. And Elkhart Lake, or a little of Europe, if you don't mind. They have a
one
market up there. They have a market up at the Ostdorf Resort in Elkhart Lake that is really like a little piece of Europe brought to Wisconsin. And there's Bavarian, Czechoslovakian, French, other items that they've brought in with vendors who really make you think you're in one of those traditional German Christmas markets. They have all kinds of really neat little gifts you don't find everywhere else, and they're going to be open through this weekend. So good opportunity to go up to Elkhart Lake, which is always kind of a pretty community, especially in winter, because it really kind of, it's a resort community, as you know, but it tends to slow down a lot in winter.
Yeah.
So it's really pretty.
Czech blowing glass ornaments, Russian dolls, German nutcrackers. It sounds like a really lovely walk through so many different traditions and bringing the old world over here.
Well, and in the sensory realm, you can also kind of walk through, and they have a food service there as well that serves up all kinds of special European dishes. They have like that red cabbage, and you know, if you know Bavarian dining, the red cabbage is
that,
really a
you say
special
that thing. Red cabbage. I just want to point that out.
That's right. And they have pulled pork, apple strudel, and you know, you can hardly miss it. You know, it'll be really a lot of fun. And through the end of this weekend, they've been open for about 10 or 12 days now, and still have a lot of good stuff. And I think that Santa kind of wanders the grounds as well. So if you have children and you go up there, and the kids will probably enjoy running into them. And they sometimes have other displays of sled dogs, or they've even had reindeer up there on occasion. So good place to go, Elkhart Lake.
All right. Well, let's get in another place here. Where are we going next?
Well, how about if you want some historic tie to all of this, let me suggest two places. One would be Old World Wisconsin, which, of course, features authentic buildings that have been saved from way back in the 1800s when Wisconsin was being settled by pioneers and frontiers people. And it's always a good place. It's over in Eagle, Wisconsin. And then the other place that's also a historic site is the old Wade House in Greenbush, Wisconsin. And that was a stagecoach inn that served the stagecoach that ran from Fond du Lac to Sheboygan.
Ah, okay.
And the good thing is both of them have horse-drawn rides that you can participate in up there. And the Wade House especially is a good one. They have a cafe up there in one of the Wade sons' homes called the Butternut House. It's called the Butternut Cafe, and they do all kinds of really good food there. So both of them really kind of take you back to the mid-1800s and back into that era when, you know, the state was really still young.
I just don't know how you choose. How do you pick and choose? Both of these events are just this weekend.
They are, and they're both. You're right. They're both this weekend. I guess what you can kind of do is, like, if somebody spun you around and set you off in a direction, you can find something. There's something going on everywhere, and those are two that I think are really special. And you know, the State Historical Society does such a good job of presenting the story of Wisconsin and how it was settled, and these are two of my favorite places. So I'd suggest you get to them at some point. If you can't make it this winter, they're open in the spring and summer too. So
we're celebrating old holiday traditions in Wisconsin, welcoming new ones that we might not know about on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Gary Knowles is our guide through the holiday happenings around the state. He's president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite holiday event in Wisconsin? You can join in or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll be back with more Wisconsin Weekend in a moment. The cold weather has moved in and the holiday events are stacking up. We're going through a curated list of fun events on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. But first, let's check in on the latest update on the year-end membership drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Bill Martins. It is our year-end membership drive. This is your chance to support the programs that you count on every day on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch, programs that keep you informed, interested, and always having fun on Wisconsin Weekend. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2018.
That's right, and we are looking for 10 pledges in the next 35 minutes, and this pledge drive is a great time to support the station you love.
Thank you so much, by the way, if you've already given, and if you haven't, help pay for the programs you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
They say listening to the Ideas Network is a lot like going out for coffee with a smart friend, right? It's enjoyable
nice.
And informative. It piques your curiosity.
Well, you know, I'm thinking tea as well, going out for tea with a friend. Yes, we'll have some tea. And someone has to pay for it, by the way. You make this daily conversation on the Ideas Network possible with your financial support. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, this season of giving, let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to those in need in your area. Ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
Your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you in your location. Do two good things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This year is our centennial. It's a special time that comes around, well, once in 100 years. We asked a few people, what are things you don't do very often?
I do not go on vacation very often.
I don't ride my bike enough.
I will do anything to avoid ironing.
Floss my teeth.
Like other rare things, a centennial is a special occasion. So celebrate with us right now by making a year-end gift. Consider giving $100. Thank you, and happy centennial.
Happy centennial. Floss those teeth. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this year-end membership drive. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with my colleague Bill Martins. We're here to say your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount is right for you, that is the right amount. And because the single largest source of our funding is listeners, your gift is so important for the WPR programs you enjoy.
Maybe you're saying to yourself, you know, heck, I'll support the morning show tomorrow. Newsflash, tomorrow's Saturday. There is no morning show tomorrow. So today is actually your last chance to pledge your support for the morning show during this membership drive.
So don't delay. Join this great community of people coming together right now to make great radio. Give at WPR.org or 888- 888-202-2552.
All right, come on, y'all. We need 10 more pledges in the next half an hour or so. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gives us a strong start not only to 2018, but also to the next 100 years.
And it is the season of giving. Support the radio you love and do something extra. Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR and for those facing hunger in your area.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you very much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose. That's at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Faye from Middleton, who said it short and sweet. I listen regularly, therefore, it's time to give. Faye, thank you so much. Enjoy hearing from you this morning. And join Faye. Make a pledge right now. So important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. We are in the thick of December, and Wisconsin is decked out with a full slate of seasonal events that are worth venturing out for. Gary Knowles is standing by, president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He's also consultant to travel businesses and the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. We're gathering holiday events that have become a tradition for you and your family. 800-642-1234. You can also post your plans over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gary, where are we going to next?
I would suggest that we need to meet a reindeer. You know, it's that season. And if you want to meet a reindeer in Wisconsin, where else would you go but a town called Rudolph? And
very
Rudolph
fitting.
Has been doing a really neat thing for a number of years now. They have a special postmark that they will put on your, if you have holiday cards you're sending out, and especially for kids, they like to get them. They have a special Rudolph postmark that they'll put on there. So what you can do, you don't even need to go to Rudolph to do this, but you can do your holiday greeting cards, put them all in an envelope, mail them to the postmaster at Rudolph, make sure they're all stamped, and when they get there, they'll open it up, and they will stamp all of them with that special cancellation that's the Rudolph cancellation. And, of course, if you have a town called Rudolph, you have to have a celebration, and so they do. And actually, Saturday, tomorrow, is the big Rudolph celebration up there. And like I said, if you want to meet a reindeer, they usually have reindeer up there that you can meet. I can't promise that the one with the big bright red nose will be there, but probably will be around in that area. And they have all kinds of other stuff. They have great food, of course, and they're going to have a parade.
A chainsaw demonstration?
Yeah, they're going to have a chainsaw carving demonstration where they will turn a log into a piece of art with a chainsaw. And that's a Wisconsin art craft specialty.
What about the sled dog weight pull competition?
Well, they have those sled dogs up there, and they just want to run, and they love to run in snow. But even if there's not snow, they have wheeled carriages that they pull.
Yep.
And so they do that to build up their muscles and to become strong enough to run the Iditarod, which is every dog's dream, of course. But it really is it's a fun place to go, and they've got some good cheese up there in Rudolph as well. So reindeer, postmarks, cheese, sled dogs, what could you ask for? You know, that's really
It's the total package.
It's a good place to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 9 a.m. till parade at 5:15 p.m.
Yeah, the parade is at 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
But all day, all the rest of the stuff will be going on. So
all right,
you might want to check that out too.
Where are we going to next?
Well, I think we've been kind of around some of the south and southeastern parts of the state. So how about if we head all the way up to Bayfield,
ooh,
and one of my favorite little towns, and right on the edge of Lake Superior, where one of the neat things that they do up there is they have wassail concerts, which are a special holiday tradition that's been brought over from the British Isles. And the place to go for that is the old Rittenhouse Inn, and I had the pleasure of actually hanging out for a day with Jerry and Mary Phillips, who started that place. They were from Madison. They went up there, fell in love with the community, and started what really was the first real bed and breakfast in Wisconsin called the Rittenhouse. And they now do these special, really festive dinners where they have singers that will come in and
sing. Yeah, the Rittenhouse Singers.
Yeah. And
perform. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. And it really is a specialty that has been going on for, I want to say, probably some 30 years. The place has been open for 35. But they're known actually all around the country as being one of the premier bed and breakfast and inns in the place in the United States. But they also are known for these wassail dinners, which will go on this weekend. And then they have some additional ones that go on right up until about Christmas. You need to call and make a reservation, because they have a limited space up there. But
what about the presentation of the boar's head before the main course and the traditional flaming of the figgy pudding?
Yeah, it's
translate, please.
Yeah, it's well, if in your house you don't bring a flaming dish to the table, this will be a really big treat for you. And it really is. They do bring in the boar's head, and they bring in all kinds of wonderful tasty treats as well. And the good thing is they're really known for having developed the local sort of cuisine up there, where they'll probably have something with raspberries in it and apples and locally grown products, locally raised farm animals, so that it really is a local tradition. And if you're real lucky, you might find something up there with whitefish in it, because of course Lake Superior is known for incredible whitefish. So the Rittenhouse is an experience that is just central Wisconsin.
Well, it sounds like just a culinary experience in a gorgeous setting too.
It certainly is, and another good thing is they have I should mention this, that the ferry that takes you from Bayfield over to Madeline Island is an experience in itself. And even if it's not holidays or whatever, I highly recommend jumping on the ferry, going over to Madeline Island, and spending a little time over there. But in Christmas time, what they do is Santa actually lands on Madeline Island, I understand, brings the reindeer in over there, and he usually brings Mrs. Claus with him, and they come over on the ferry over to Bayfield, and they usually have treats for the kids, and that'll be going on tomorrow as well. So good time to be up there.
Well, Santa enjoying Madeline Island as well before for his season picks up.
Well, that's right. And before, they're hoping, of course, that they have a season like they did in 2014, where the ice caves form out in the Apostle Islands, and that brought literally 100,000 or so people up to that area to see the spectacular ice caves that are up there. It's too early to know yet whether there will be ice caves this year or not. There's a number you can call at the Apostle Islands, and you call the Apostle Islands headquarters. They'll tell you how the conditions are. And right now they're saying there are not ice caves that you can get to yet. And, you know, so we'll see what happens. But
winter is yet young.
It's young, but it's a beautiful place to go up to. And people didn't used to go up north, way up north in winter. Snowmobilers now, of course, know that it's a great place to go. And there's also, of course, great snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. So a lot of good reasons to go to Bayfield.
Well, let's bring in Mary, who joins us from Pewaukee. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, and happy holidays.
You too.
Good luck with your fun drive there. But I wanted to say my daughter's coming in from California, and she moved away from the cold. So she wants to do something inside, but they'll be here for the 26th is where we're looking for something to do. And she kind of was online, and she couldn't find too much. I said, well, you know, we're going somewhere for dinner, so that it would have to be in the Milwaukee area, so that we're kind of staying close to where we live. So I'm looking for some ideas. We've done the art museum quite often. We haven't been to the library. She thought about the domes. Does anybody have any other inside ideas for the day after Christmas for a family kind of a 2 or 3 hour event?
Great question, Mary.
How old is your daughter?
Oh, she's 44.
Oh, okay, okay. I was just wondering. I wanted to make sure it wasn't a teenager, because there's a lot of good things for teenagers to do there too. But I would suggest, if you haven't been to the Milwaukee Public Museum for a while, to certainly give that a thought. Have you thought about that?
Well, I did, and I don't think it changes that much, and we've all been there quite a few times.
Okay.
So kind of looking for kind of a new idea. The domes does change. We were just there for the orchid show, my husband and I, but then the four of us, her and her boyfriend, just want something different and exciting. We don't want to do a brewery or winery, because it's going to be in the afternoon, so we don't want to do any, you know, drinking.
You might want to consider going up to West Bend to the Wisconsin Museum of Art up there. Have you been up to West Bend?
No.
That is really good. Or the other place I would suggest you go, and this is a place that we were going to talk about later, is go to Sheboygan. And Sheboygan, you know, you're talking maybe a 45-minute drive up the coast, which is a pretty drive.
Go up
to Sheboygan and go to the John Michael Kohler Art Center, which is free. It's not going to cost you anything. But they have an exhibit in there of a home that was built by the Rhinestone Cowboy, whose name is Loy Bolin. And he was a guy in Mississippi who was was the son of a sharecropper and really didn't have much in life. But in 1975, I think it was, when Glenn Campbell came out with the song Rhinestone Cowboy, he heard the song and knew that he'd heard his calling, and he decided to become the Rhinestone Cowboy, and he did, and literally festooned his whole house with all kinds of rhinestones and glittery stuff. He had suits made for himself and would travel around the country in a Cadillac that was rhinestoned, and you could meet the Rhinestone Cowboy. He passed away, but his house was going to be raised, and so a art collector in Houston raised enough money to buy the house and held it for a while, and then the John Michael Kohler Art Center received it as a gift from the Kohler Foundation, and they've recreated it. It's in Sheboygan, inside the John Michael Kohler Art Center, along with other art by vernacular artists, by what some people call local artists or untrained artists. It is a spectacular thing to see, and if you have a chance to get to Sheboygan, like I said, it's free to go and take a look at it. Hopefully your daughter will love it.
Well, Mary, I hope you have some good ideas there, and I hope you have a good stay, a good time with family. Thanks so much for calling in. We're crisscrossing the state on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, finding some cool events that you might know about, others you might that fly under your radar. Gary Knowles is with us. He's the president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. Now let's turn our attention to the Wisconsin Public Radio year-end membership drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, here with my colleague Bill Martins. You make the Ideas Network programs possible when you give during the year-end membership drive. Join in and support the programs you rely on for a strong finish to 2017 with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we certainly hope you've been enjoying this conversation about holiday and winter things to see and do in Wisconsin. You know, Gary Knowles, our state travel expert, joins us seasonally, and he's got lots of great ideas to check things out in our great state. There's so many things to do, and this hour is an example of the fun and sometimes quirky and, you know, enjoyable conversations we have on the morning show.
Now take a few minutes to make this hour quirky or not, and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 7 more pledges in the next 18 minutes. Your gift right now is so important. Support the programs you rely on each and every day.
Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, here's a recap of the great reasons to give right now. Your pledge supports the programs you enjoy every day on WPR. Your gift right now is tax deductible for 2017. And you can ask for a food bank thank you gift to help those in need with your pledge of $10 or $20 a month or more. It's a great time to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
We've seen a recent increase in our childcare costs as my daughter is currently going to a preschool.
Yes, my newspaper subscription just went up.
If you've looked at my electric bill lately, it has gone up substantially.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on, like The Morning Show. I'm Bill Martins with Kate Archer-Kent, and we are raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
Listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are the most dependable source of income for our station, and 9XM members are an important part of that picture. Your 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month makes WPR the sustainable source it is today, tomorrow, and well into the future.
Help us stay strong and continue to grow with your membership, your leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Six more pledges to go this hour to stay on track. We can do it this year-end membership drive. It is the last pledge drive of our centennial year. Let's go out with a bang. Your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And this pledge drive, don't forget, you can do two good things at once. Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month, and you'll provide meals for those in need in your area. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is listener supported. That means that your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support. It is the most wonderful time of year in Wisconsin, and we're here to find the favorite holiday events that you might not know about. Others might be new to you. All worth checking out. Gary Knowles is our guide on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. He's president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite way to play in the snow? What is a favorite holiday tradition? Or do you have any questions you want to ask Gary about trips you are planning around the state this season? Join in or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. So, Gary, where are we headed next?
Well, we're at the end of the year, and at the end of every year, there's a tradition in Burlington where they celebrate the greatest lie told during the year. Now, this has been a banner year, some people would say, for various lies and
Gary,
things like that. But now
I know
no one here, no one in Wisconsin Public Radio could even enter this contest because you have to be able to tell a tall tale, a lie, as it were. But the Burlington Liars Club is inviting people to send in lies, and the best lie of the year will be named on January 1st, and we'll find out who the best liar is in the country. Anybody's eligible. It'll cost you a buck. You got to send a dollar with your handwritten or typed or manuscript that you're going to send in, and send it to the Burlington Liars Club, Post Office Box 156, Burlington, Wisconsin. And they've got a panel of people who indulge in reading these things, and they subject themselves to them. But then at the end of the year, they name the best lie of the year. And so if you none of us I know could actually even write one of these and send it in, but we all probably know somebody who might. And so if you know somebody who's a pretty good tale teller, you might want to tell them to put a dollar in an envelope, write out their story, and send it to Burlington, and they could become internationally famous for their ability to bend the truth, as it were. So it's a good tradition. They're due there, by the way, postmarked on December 31st. We'll still get it in. Well, actually, you probably want to get it there by December 31st, because I think on the 1st they get together and read them all.
All right, well, so, get cracking on that tall tale then.
Yeah, you can do that. And then I suppose we should probably look ahead a little bit toward New Year's Eve.
Sure.
And Wisconsin, we have some interesting traditions. If you're in Plymouth, they have a cheese drop up there. Plymouth was known for a long time, and still is, as a great cheese operation, a great cheese community. And, you know, Sargento is up there. And,
oh, like Plymouth Rock, but the rock is cheese? You know?
Right? Well, I think the rock you're thinking of is actually on the coast out east, but it is cheese. It is cheese in Plymouth. That's right. And Plymouth celebrates by, they have a huge, it's not a real cheese, it's a huge piece of cheese that they lower down, and I think it actually gets lowered before the change of the year, so that if there's any young people in the audience, they get to see the cheese lowered. But then they have a champagne toast that they do at midnight in Plymouth, and everybody's welcome to come up. It's a real festive event.
And then so, you actually eat the cheese that
they,
is
they
lowered.
They do have lots of samples of cheese. That's uh-huh. right. And so you get to try a lot of good cheese up there in Plymouth. So
I mean, cheese falling from the sky, what could be wrong with that?
And that's know? Wisconsin, isn't it? That certainly is. And speaking of the sky, if you look up in the sky in La Crosse, and you happen to be over in La Crosse on New Year's Eve, they have a tradition over there. The Skyrockers do fireworks on New Year's Eve. They have an early show at 6 o'clock so that the young kids get to see them, and they launch them from Granddad Bluff, which is really a beautiful place to go any time of the year, too. And you can see three states from there and the Mississippi River. But and you don't have to go to Granddad Bluff, obviously, to see the fireworks. You can see them from downtown La Crosse. But they also have then a midnight show where they launch fireworks at midnight, welcoming the new year in a really festive way.
And so La Crosse is really into the fireworks.
Well, La Crosse All is right. into fireworks. Yeah, that's right. A great Got place. It. And one other one that we don't want to miss is the tradition in Prairie du Chien. Well, they lower cheese in Plymouth, so what are they going to lower in Prairie du Chien, which is down on the Mississippi? They've got an idea that they will lower a carp, which is a tradition there. And I think they always call the carp Larry. And they have a tradition, too, that for good luck in the coming year, if you kiss Larry, you will have good luck in the coming year. And at least the fish believe it, so I don't know.
By the way, this is not a tall tale that is part of Burlington.
No,
deal
this
here.
Is this is true.
This is this true. Is, this
I,
is a true event.
I swear, I cannot tell a lie. This is true. And actually, I saw a picture of we all know Stephanie Klett, of course, is Wisconsin's tourism secretary. I saw a picture they have down there. Stephanie Klett was down there, I think, a couple of years ago, and kissed that fish. But I think the luck lasted a long time, but we want to send out good wishes to Stephanie, who I understand is recovering from bronchitis.
Okay.
So, but they do still have the fish. I don't think it's the same fish.
So are you supposed to kiss this carp?
Well, you may kiss the carp. You can kiss the carp down there. You
is
can
this
kiss
a real
fish?
Is this Larry. A real thing? Is this not
it's a
plastic?
Real carp. Yeah, it's
this
a real carp, but it's a real carp that has expired. So it won't be wiggling around or anything. But
expired.
But it'll be a special New Year's treat, let me just say that. And, it'll be one of those things you can do to really make New Year's special.
Oh, wow. That's quite special.
It is.
How quaint.
It is.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So where else can we go here? I mean, I don't know how you outdo that, Gary, but
I haven't figured a way to outdo the carp yet, but there are things you can do for the day after.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
So you've kissed the carp.
Okay, now that you've kissed the carp,
yeah,
please
now
move
you want
on.
Your New Year's good luck to begin. The run of luck could start if you go to do one of the polar plunges, where you, of course, don your swimming gear and go jump in the lake somewhere. And Wisconsin has 15,000 lakes, so there's good opportunities. But there are places where they do it officially, and at least among them are Tomahawk, Phillips, Jacksonport, Sheboygan, and Milwaukee, all of whom have various polar bear clubs that will go run and jump in the lake on New Year's Day. And if you've kissed the carp, it probably won't make any difference. You might want to try that. There's the thousands of people that really do enjoy that. February 3rd, there's one in Wisconsin Rapids. And if you go to the TravelWisconsin.com website, there are others listed into February where if you have the urge or you just want to do it multiple times, you can go jump in the lake for a good cause somewhere.
You can go on the Polar Plunge Circuit in Wisconsin.
That's right. It's a whole trail.
Right, exactly. Oh, wow. What you can subject your body to. Yes.
You're welcome to do that. Yeah.
Not for the faint of heart. All right. Well, Gary, one last thing before we have to let you go here. One final thing very quickly here. Because
it would be hard to not say that the Bald Eagle Appreciation Days are coming up as well. They have them in Prairie du Chien in February, and so you can look ahead to that. And also the American Birkebeiner cross-country race comes up February 22nd to 24th. Put that on your calendar and go on out there and ski a little bit.
Well, Gary, so much fun. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's always good to be here, and Happy New Year if I don't see you before.
Happy New Year to you. Gary Knowles is president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association, author of Gary's Getaways, features for Journal and Topics newspapers, author of the Great Wisconsin Touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. This Wisconsin Weekend was produced by Bill Martins and Keely Beltina, with technical direction by executive producer Michelle Johnson. And now let's get up to speed on our winter membership campaign and very important seasonal event here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and Bill Martins is here in the studio. And he is here to say, as well as I am here to say, that this is your public radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now is your chance to make sure we get a good start to 2018. You can make your WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we've been enjoying this conversation about Christmas and New Year's and Christmas and New Year's events in Wisconsin and other fun winter activities. Gary joins us seasonally, and every Friday morning at this hour, we do the Wisconsin Weekend, in which we highlight the Wisconsin culture. We talk about food. We talk about events. We talk about things that make Wisconsin such a special place to live.
We kiss the carp.
Some of us do. I have not done it yet, but maybe that'll happen before I check out here.
You should. You really should.
You would like it if I did that, wouldn't you?
And then you have to report back.
Right.
Yeah, we need proof.
Get some video and pictures and all that, sure.
Well, we're in the audio business. We need audio, too. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So,
but alas, we digress.
Yes. So, I mean, this is the kind of thing that we love talking about every Friday morning. It's a great way to get you into your weekend, and we have fun doing it.
Take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on. We are looking for 6 more pledges in these next 3 minutes or so here. Make your donation, support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're looking for the best way to make a gift to WPR, become a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make automatic monthly contributions from your bank account or your credit card.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100. That amount is entirely up to you. As a sustainer, you're an ongoing member of WPR, providing reliable funding for your favorite radio station. Give now and become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on. And that's why your support during this year-end membership drive is so important. So maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Again, we are looking for 6 more pledges in our remaining minutes here. We can do that if you go online right now, WPR.org, or go the old-fashioned route and pick up the phone, 888-202-2552. Either way is fine with us, and help us to ensure that the morning show is here for a long time to come.
you can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours of news and in-depth conversations, great entertainment. For some people, that's where the relationship ends.
For a special group of people, that relationship changes over time. They become attached, they give financial support, and they willingly pay for something that others get for free.
So become that one right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks for your support.